which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders, back with another episode of the Inside Scoop podcast. Are you guys ready to learn about how an investor model franchise works?
Let's do it.
Are you ready to learn about a basketball franchise?
Absolutely.
How about restoration and carpet cleaning in the same franchise?
Of course.
And Jill, what about the coolest new beauty franchise in the world?
Yes, that one I'm extra excited
about. I mean, you guys, this might be the best podcast episode we've ever done. So let's jump right in now. Speaking of jumping, Jill, let's talk about where dreams become reality with M14 Hoops.
Oh, I love it. M14 Hoops is very cool. So it is a youth basketball program. And you know, if you love basketball, you could turn it into a business. It's pretty cool. It has an executive model, so they help you hire and train a general manager, but essentially it's owning your own basketball franchise, training youth athletes. You know, again, if you love basketball, it's great. It's year-round programming, which is wonderful. And it's good for skills both on and off the court. It's honestly, it's not just basketball. But they have old school fundamentals with new school advanced moves. So they're really keeping up with all the trends. They work with all skill levels. And it's just a positive learning environment for all the players. And they really do, they deliver results. 90% of the M14 Hoop athletes re-enroll in future programs because they're just doing so well. So getting a lot of like return customers. They have camps, clinics, teams, private coaching, academy programs. They rent gym space as necessary, so you don't have to have like an actual location.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you don't get to, you know, a nearly $2 million gross sales average with an adjusted profit of $487,000 annually if you don't have repeat business.
I mean,
as Jill said, it's low overhead, no long-term leases, fun industry. I mean, I don't know about wherever all of you are who are listening, but I can tell you down here in South Florida, these kids are playing basketball like every single freaking day. It's the first national brand in basketball training. What a cool franchise. And I love that it's an executive model from day one, which we've always told you guys, the key to being a successful franchise owner is working on your business and not in it. You hire the GM, you manage the financials, you grow the empire, let them manage the business. This is a great business. We can save you $10,000 by way of cashback rebate. The franchise fee is $49.5. Royalties are 8%. Total investment starts at $97,000. So really inexpensive, fun franchise, great diversification, semi-absentee. Definitely text us about this franchise, 305-710-0050. Jill, next up, I'm really excited about Voda Cleaning and Restoration. I really am. This is, you know, any of you who have been listening to our podcast, you know we are big proponents of dirty businesses. And restoration franchises have been killing it for decades. You know, it's one of those industries that is always necessary, always needed, always lucrative. And the folks at Voda have got a killer executive team. I think they've got people from all walks of life in the franchise world who are behind this thing. And they're doing something a little bit different, Jill. What is it that Voda is doing that's so different?
So they do cleaning and restoration for carpet and floor. So they're there for basic cleaning, but also when you need them the most, like when disaster strikes. So they have not one, but two lucrative opportunities where they do both cleaning and restoration. So you have immediate and steady revenue stream, but then you also have the ability to get these higher paying insurance paid restoration jobs. So you kind of cover all bases with it. You're there basically when they need you. If they need you for basic cleaning or they need you for, you know, when disaster strikes. So they're really the only ones that do that.
I mean, look, the average In the item 19, they're showing a $1.7 million overall revenue.
Wow.
They're showing the average job is $1,600. That's the average gross revenue. They show a 32% net profit margin. The franchise fee is $59.5. The royalties are 7%. Total investment, $146,000. We can save you $10,000 on Voda. I'm telling you, if you want to look at a low investment, recession resistant business, these guys have got some serious horsepower at their executive team. They are lead generation dynamos. They will fill your pipeline. And this is a good time to get in early with a franchise like this because you can get to know the executive team. I like, Jill, I like when newer franchises are kind of growing and you can really build a relationship with the folks that are getting it off the ground.
Yeah.
So Voda Restoration, I have a feeling, just like I do with M14, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this on the podcasts in the future. And always, folks, remember to subscribe. Go to thefranchiseinsiders.com, subscribe page, plug in your email address, and you will get twice a week emails on all the franchises we are helping people to invest in. Jill, next up is Glow 30. It's your perfect facial every 30 days. And you see what they do in the brand and in the tagline? They build in that you are going to be a subscription-based customer, and yeah. I think it's freaking brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you think about it, well, at least for me, you know, we always wanted do these things on a consistent basis, but it's hard. But when you're, I don't want to say locked in because you choose to, but when you have the opportunity to go, you know, every 30 days, that's part of your membership. You do go, you go more than, you know, if you didn't have that and you were just using it, you know, kind of on an as needed basis. But what is really cool about Glow 30, I mean, they have this membership based facial, their membership based facial studio. So you have routine maintenance, you go every 30 days, you're kind of bridging the gap between the big day spas and the big, more invasive medical clinics. So it's like what you do kind of in between. They have signature facials, laser facials. They do everything based on what you need. And what's really cool, very different, is they have an AI-powered skin analysis and professional guidance system through what they call Gloria. And it's really cool. It actually tells you what you need. It analyzes your skin and builds a program for you. So what type of facials do you need? What type of services do you need? It's very, very cool that they integrate that with what we're used to in more of a service-based space.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of both. But, you know, again, you have the recurring revenue. It's something that, again, I think we all, once we know we have a membership, we're going to continue to go back on a consistent basis.
Right.
And obviously that's better for them and better for you.
Yeah, I think that when we look at this, first of all, you guys, the numbers are really insane. They show a location doing about $1.8 million with a EBITDA of 800,000. That means if you had your Glow and you wanted to at this, let's say you own that Glow location with an $800,000 EBITDA and you wanted to sell it, you could sell it for $2.4 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, let me tell you guys the investment for a single location is $221,000, starting at $221,000. Franchise fee is $35,000. Royalties are 6%. Can you imagine if you built a business you could sell for $2.4 million and you built it for $200,000?
I mean, you'd do that every day if you could do that. So these are going to go pretty quick.
I mean, that's how you dominate as an entrepreneur. And by the way, you don't have to have industry experience. They have expert training in less than 2 weeks. No medical or skincare background is required. They provide the training protocols for each menu offering from facials to injectables. As Jill mentioned, they've got proprietary tech and data. There's no competition for them because, you know, nothing offers anything like the Glow 30 facial. I like that they've got the membership model and it's a cool business. Glow 30, you guys, we will save you $5,000 on Glow 30. You definitely want to hit us up at 305-710-0050. Next up, this is kind of a broader subject. We're going to talk about the investment level, the investor model franchise brands. There's been a lot of questions to us recently about how does a investor model franchise work? What if I don't have time to run my business full time? Does such a franchise exist? And it does. It's called an investor model franchise. And there is a group of franchises that, that have this offering, and Jill's going to tell us what an investor model franchise is and how it works.
Sure. So you may have heard us also say absentee. And that's really what we're touching on here. But how it works is this. So you want to think of it like a corporate run unit. So except the franchisee owns the business. So corporate management finds the location for the franchise, the franchisee approves and signs the lease for, but then corporate management recruits staff, which become eventually employees of the franchisee. They train the staff, they manage the manager, all the KPIs, the marketing, the payroll, the billing, expenses, etc. But then the franchisee takes all the profits of the business as the actual owner.
And you pay them 5% of gross to do all this for you.
Yeah.
So let's say that the ordinary royalty for these brands, and there are four of them right now that have the investor model, Spray Foam Genie, Door Renew, Furryland, and Fetch. Royalties are 6% on these brands. You pay an additional 5% for them to run your unit. So let's think about it. For example, and Jill, I know there's more that we need to talk about how this works, but if you had a Spray Foam Genie, and let's reference their item 19, which I think shows a location that grossed $1.6 million and had a net of like $565,000, you would be paying essentially 11% on the $1.6 million. So let's call it $100,000 coming off that $1.6 for royalties and management. With the net profit they show on the item 19, you still would be netting $400,000 on the business. And again, using Spray Foam Genie as an example, the franchise fee is $62,500 and you need another $200,000 in working capital. Mm-hmm. So again, if you could build a business for, let's say, $300,000 and by year three be netting $400,000 a year after you pay everything, and they're running the business for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay, Jill, let's go back to so I think this is perfect for people that are looking for an investment, not a job. What else do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that it's perfect for employed franchisees that have a demanding job or a semi-absentee franchise that's not too time-consuming. The management contract is a 5-year term, which can be renewed for another 5 years. So that lines up with a 10-year renewal of franchise agreement. And we talked about it. The cost is the 5%, which again, if someone's running this for you, why not?
To me, it's a no-brainer.
Right? You can purchase territories geographically where you can afford. So it doesn't have to be where you live. So a lot of people live in an area that, you know, maybe it's very expensive to run a business. You can pick a territory not even close to where you are because they're going to run it for you. You don't have to be there. And the time commitment for a franchisee is 2 hours a month.
2 hours a month.
So, I mean, if you can find 2 hours, which I think, honestly, we all can find 2 hours, it's something you can 100% do.
For an investment that can make you $300,000-$400,000 a year.
I mean, why not?
Well, it's just like, so take Jill and I, for example. If we wanted to buy Spray Foam Genie, everything's sold out here where we live in Florida. But like I was looking at the list this morning and I saw that they still have Fairfield, Connecticut, Fairfield County, Connecticut. And I'm like, well, that's a great territory. We could buy it and they would run it for us. That's how these work. So even if your territory is gone and you like these investor model franchises, they'll run another market for you. So we have a full deck, on the investor model franchises, kind of sharing all the data. If you'd like the deck, please, text me at 305-710-0050 and say, I'd like to see the investor model franchise deck. And we'd be happy to share it with you. I mean, I just think these are so cool. And I know these guys are going to roll out more of these brands because they are just selling like hotcakes. So, you know, you guys, this is, I think franchises are getting better and better and better as we go every single month, every single year. And we're just so thrilled to have sort of a ringside seat with our clients to watch them invest and build. And, you know, we were just talking to our client, Brian, the other day, who owns Tint World, and he just had his biggest month ever. And, you know, our client, Vince, just bought his 25th BFT unit. I mean, you guys, people are diving in and doing this. And if you want to take a chance on yourself, if you want to become an entrepreneur and build something, a family asset, Jill and I would love to help you do it. So text us 305-710-0050 and let's jump in and let's do it today. But that's all we got for you today. So I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders. Talk to you on the next episode.
The Inside School. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.